This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are going to have fun this hour. We're going to go through as many of these questions as humanly possible, and we're not going to have any time for any tyranny.
We will continue to take actions to support Ukraine in their fight for freedom against tyranny.
Trans women taking hormones are nearly 95% more likely to suffer heart disease, studies show. Well, I don't know. I'm not an expert. But maybe it's because they're dudes. And dudes have more heart disease than women. And these are dudes. And it doesn't matter how many penises you chop off them. They're still just dudes. These are dudes. And their hearts are dudes. And so they have heart disease like dudes have heart disease. All right, so we don't have to call them trans women and all this other language of the left crap. All right, now back to what we were talking about the fundraising email. There is a part about the fundraising texts and emails from congressmen and senators and things like that that drive me insane. I get the need to raise money. I get it. I get frustrated with stupidity. You know that. You probably do too. Who doesn't get frustrated with stupidity? Maybe my temper is a little shorter than others with it, but that's just because I'm a bad person. I get frustrated with stupidity. But at the same time, I feel bad for people who are really dumb. And I always have. And I'm not even trying to be mean. Some people are morons. Some people have... Look, I had a buddy like this in high school. He was just so stupid. And he was so dumb, and he had great parents, but he was so stupid that he had no chance to get good grades, and his parents had been obsessed with grades with his two older sisters. He had two older sisters, and they had to get all these good grades, and they were sharp as a whip, and he tried so hard, but there was he had no chance to get any good grades. He didn't have the IQ. He was too stupid, and so they just flat out told him, hey, just get C's are good enough. Just bring us some C's, and we'll call it good. Some people are dumb, and other people are intelligent. Maybe they have a higher IQ, but their parents were morons, or their friends are morons, and they've never had anybody around them to teach them how to think. A lot of people are really, really stupid, and I feel bad for them. I do. I get frustrated with their stupidity. I feel bad for them. I don't like it when politicians take advantage of stupid people. It feels like the bully in high school who pushes the special needs kid into the locker. That's what it feels like. Every time I see one of these politicians, and they all do it on the right, they all do it. They send out some email saying, I need your help now. Send your $15 so I can do whatever. very rarely does the money you send them lead directly to the cause they're selling you. And you won't fall for that, but there are a lot of morons who do fall for that. And just like the special needs kid, I feel bad for that. And I feel really, really bad for older folks who are existing on fixed income. And maybe they're not, we're not talking about stupidity when it comes to them. We're just talking about, you know, maybe you're up there in years. Maybe you're not quite as sharp as you were. You know, that happens. Happens to all of us. Lord knows I'm not as sharp as I was. But maybe you're getting a little less sharp than you used to be. And then they get these emails making them freak out. Oh my gosh, if I don't give $10 to Senator Jerkwater, my Social Security will be gone tomorrow. Because that's the way the email led them. I don't like picking on morons. I don't like it. It bothers me. Stop it. Oh, you know what? I have to do this first. Poland, this freaking place, man. I loved Poland beforehand because of how anti-commie they are. Poland's going all in. And one of the reasons I find them so appealing right now is their politicians speak like I want my politicians to speak. Imagine if America had a government full of politicians who spoke like
this. The lowest unemployment in European Union is Poland. The highest GDP after COVID in European Union is Poland. One of the lowest debts in European Union is Poland. So don't give us this rubbish about the need of educated immigration, as we heard yesterday. We don't need your doctors. We don't need your engineers. Take them all and pay for them. We don't need them. You know why? Because there is a zero terrorist attacks in Poland. Why? Because there is no illegal migration in Poland. So don't give me this look. Don't give me these arguments about the populism, because this is a fact. This is your data from Eurostat. So we don't need your engineers. We don't need your doctors. Take them. Do not teach us. Do not teach us about democracy, because we know what the democracy is. So learn from Poland. Be like Poland. Thank you very much.
Gosh, what would you give for an American politician to speak that way? No, we don't need your illegals. Learn from us. We're the freaking best. America, baby. Your country should stop screwing everything up. Gosh, it's awesome. Junk Food Jesse. The subject of this one is, do you like Moxie? What's your soda choice? I wore a Moxie shirt tonight and everybody loved it. It's my boyfriend's, which I gave him zero credit for. So I asked myself, does the Oracle like Moxie? Chris, what's Moxie? Would you look it up, please? Is that a drug or something? I don't do drugs. What is it? Is it a what? An old Coca-Cola soda. It's 150. I've never had a Moxie. I've never even heard of a Moxie. Chris said it tastes like root beer, huh? Okay. What's my soda choice? I don't really want to answer this question because it makes me sound weak and pathetic, but I'm going to answer it anyway. I enjoy the taste of a soda just like anyone else does. A little Taco Bell and some Mountain Dew will do me just fine. Mountain Dew, you should know, is my preferred, but I don't drink a ton of soda anymore. What, Chris? Did I say sparkling water, Chris? No, not sparkling water. I drink regular water. I didn't say sparkling. What, do you drink sparkling water? Oh my gosh.
Why are you gay?
Are you for real? Like Topo Chico? Like a white woman? Kirkland brand. Oh, of course you'd go off brand. Well, you can't pay full price. Obviously, no. No, of course. I would never expect you to pay full price, Chris. Okay. I was about to say, I feel a little pathetic because I don't drink soda anymore because it's so bad for you and I'm cutting out little things like that. But man, I feel so much more masculine now that you told me you drink sparkling water, Chris. Thank you for that. I know you didn't do that on purpose. I feel way better about myself than I did before. What, Chris? It's your nicotine gum you're trying to get off soda. You know, They have incredible stuff out there for that now. Not that you would ever buy it, but they do have incredible stuff out there for that now. And I had a buddy. Oh, here's one. If you're trying to, this might help somebody who's trying to get off soda or beer. I had a buddy who actually did this successfully. I'm making fun of Topo Chico or sparkling water, and I'm about to sell the stuff. He was having a hard time getting off of beer. He loved beer, I mean, who doesn't love beer? He used Topo Chico and lime. He would just pour a Topo Chico in a big glass and squirt a lime in it. And he said, Jesse, I know it's not beer. It's enough of a fizzy fix for me. It helped turn 12 beers a night into 2 beers a night. That's a friggin' W. The mighty Jesse. I keep hearing about the silent majority. Actually, I'm sick of it. Me too. This so-called silent majority better start becoming vocal, or they just might be waving their kids off to war. I'm constantly on the phone with my reps, and we've done the get involved thing. I've volunteered for many committees and boards, coached the kids and my wife, even on school board for 9 years. How do we get those involved who want to stay silent? And I would like to hear your thoughts on this. His name is Steve. Well, for an activist like Steve, who's been involved that long, school board and stuff like that, that's going to be hard for you because nobody's ever going to get as involved as you are. Or I should say the people around you aren't going to get involved as you are. Yes, we need Normie Norm and Norma to wake up and get involved. We talk about that all the time. That's necessary. You know all that. But we've also talked too about how you and me, we have to prepare ourselves for disappointment. Our fellow man doesn't care like we care. He doesn't know what you know. He doesn't care like you care. And so, yes, the chances are pretty good he's going to continue to sit on his butt, and it's all up to you. That's unfair, but life is unfair. So that's just kind of the way it's got to be. I don't have a magic. Look, that's one thing I try to do every day on this show, and I know you try to do it too. I try to wake up Normie Norm so he gets involved, but I don't have a magic elixir. If I could wake up all the norms in the country, I'd retire and go do something else. I quit tomorrow. We got to wake them up. I don't know how. We'll keep working on them. Just stay working on them, all right? Stay working on your dog, too. Your dog's health, he needs more than just water. He needs more than a walk every day. Your dog needs real nutrition. And we lie to ourselves because we've been lied to. We think these dog food companies are actually providing our dogs with nutrition because they put it all over the cover, right? Oh, this is a special blend. This has fish. This is for a special diet. This is for a sensitive stomach. It's all dead. All dog food is dead. They have killed everything in it. That's why it's all brown. It's dead food. It's empty calories. It's a fast food double cheeseburger for your dog. Unless you pour Rough Greens on your dog's food, your dog will die too early. Your dog needs natural herbal supplements, vitamins, minerals, and digestive enzymes, and omega oils and probiotics. They give out free Jumpstart trial bags. They're so confident you'll see a difference. It's a free Jumpstart trial bag. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, reminding you you can email whatever you want, love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions still during the show. We're live, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's keep on motoring through the questions here. Oh, you know, let's get to this real quick first. I saw two different headlines that paired quite nicely together. Swimming World Cup cancels the open category for trans athletes after no one signs up. Huh. So they opened up a tranny category, and all these tranny swimmers, and no one signed up. Now pair that headline with this one. Colorado High Court to hear the case against the Christian baker who refused to make a trans-themed cake. Obviously, transgender dude kicks in the door of a Christian baker, wants him to make some vile cake for him. The guy refuses. Now, what do these two things have in common? What'd you say, Chris? Yes, Chris, it's the same baker. They keep going after the same guy. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, it's the same guy. Now, why does this keep happening? What do those two things have in common? Well, don't ever fall for this whole LGBTQ demon mob propaganda thing. They say that it's about acceptance and equality. It's not about acceptance and equality, or else the open category would be full of the trannies. And the Christian baker wouldn't have ever had to deal with this, because the tranny dude would have just went to a different baker and gotten his little tranny cake. It's not about acceptance. It's about destruction and domination. That's why they go find a Christian baker who doesn't want to do it, and they go climb in his rear end and put him through court and destroy his life and his business. And that's why they take over women's sports instead of going for the open category. They don't want to go into the open category. They want to get involved with women's sports and humiliate all those poor girls that have busted their butts out there. It's about humiliation and destruction and domination. But the right will fall for the rhetoric of the left constantly. And you see this all the time. Well, I mean, I love everyone. I believe everyone should be equal. They'll throw in a million different qualifiers like that. Hi, Jesse. I'll keep it short and sweet. Cicero once said that he'd rather have enemies at the gates than traitors within. That being said, I've been a proponent my whole life of purging the conservative movement of the controlled opposition and shaming these con ink folks out of the movement. What should our main focus be on? Fighting the left or purging the right? It feels like we're fighting a war on two fronts. What say you? Okay, so what should we focus on? Fighting the commies or purging the right? Well, both. You mentioned, you know, war, and you were talking about traitors and enemies and things like that. Well, armies in war, do they only work on infiltrators in their midst? Or do they only fight the enemy? Or do they all have to do both? You have to fight the enemy while at the same time cleaning out the gunk on your side to make sure you're as sharp as possible. But I will, let me do say this though. There is something that I don't like that I see a lot. And I know that's not what you're saying here, so I'm not blasting you, but there is this brought up something to me that I dislike a lot. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was a Ted Cruz guy in the 2016 primary. I was not a Trump guy. I didn't like Trump back then. And Trump won the primary. And so I said, okay, well, I'm going to vote for Trump. I liked him a whole lot more than Hillary. I'm going to vote for Trump. And I saw a bunch of people on the right, a bunch of them, saying, oh, man, we got to get rid of these Trump people. I'm sick of it. We got to get rid of the Trump people. It's time to purge. They use that same word, purge this movement of the Trump people. Let's get rid of the Trump people. Got to get rid of the Trump people. Got to purge them. Well, one, who's going to do the purging? What does that mean? And two, what makes you think they're not going to purge you? Who put you in charge of who's getting purged and who gets to stay? These are normal people with real concerns about an establishment GOP that has screwed them time and time again. You're not purging squat. You'll be lucky if they don't purge you. We talk about these purges. We need to clean it out as if we always have the ability to do these things, but we don't have that kind of power. We don't have these dictators on the right who determine who can and can't be involved and who can and can't run. And we don't want those things. Even if you think you want those things, you don't want those things. You want the people to choose. You want the people to be able to make that choice for themselves. Who would you even give that power to? If you could give the power to one person and say, here, you decide who can stay, who can go, who would you trust with that power? Maybe you're saying me. Would you trust me? You shouldn't. Why? What if I wake up tomorrow and I decide to screw you over? I might. I'm hoping I don't, but what if I turn into a selfish jerk who doesn't care about the country? I don't care about you anymore. That happens to people in life. What if I only care about me? What if one of the candidates pays me off? Or even writes me a $50,000 check to back him and sell, tell everyone? You don't trust any man with that. And let the people do the purging themselves. All right? All right. Is Virginia still red? Blue? Purple? What is it? Is Kevin McCarthy the controlled opposition? And What's all this talk about nutting the dessert? All that is still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of nuts, it's nuts that men are ignoring their testosterone. That's insane. Testosterone levels in free fall is a society crisis. We are in the middle of a societal crisis no one's speaking about. They're tracking it. T levels have dropped by 50% in 50 years. That will end the country. And yet everyone's just kind of moving along like it's not happening. It is happening. And we have to fight back. We fight back against it using the anti-communists at Chalk. The anti-commies at Chalk, what do? They make the best natural herbal supplements possible. And you know how anti-communist they are at Chalk? Did you know that Chalk got fired? They got kicked off of social media for their stance on vaccines and COVID lockdowns. And they called us. Hey, who's this anti-commie? That's where we want to advertise. Yeah, these are our people. Ladies, get a female vitality stack. You'll thank me in 90 days. Fellas, a male vitality stack. This has been a routine for me for well over a year. And they give subscriptions away 35% off. Chalk.com. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Get you that 35%. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. What is this music? What is this? Delicate Steve? Who's Delicate Steve? What? Can we not do this again? I feel uncomfortable. This music is making me uncomfortable. I don't know why. No, it does not sound like Eric Clapton at all. It doesn't sound like Eric Clapton at all. It sounds like something I would see in a... Well, I'm not going to go into that right now. It does not... That's... No. No. No more.
He wanted to get out of Afghanistan.
Well, Vladimir Putin has been praising him for his comments about Russia and Ukraine.
Here's what I'll say about President Trump. He did not pull the plug on Afghanistan, even though he wanted to. The biggest mistake we made since the war on terror is withdrawing from Afghanistan. To President Trump and anybody else, if we pull the plug on Ukraine, that's 10 times worse than Afghanistan. There goes Taiwan. To stop funding Ukraine is a death sentence for Taiwan. Putin will keep going. You missed all of World War II, if you don't know how this movie ends. To the Republicans who say Ukraine doesn't matter to us, you're wrong. Respectfully, you're wrong.
Hey, Jesse, do you believe Kevin McCarthy is a controlled opposition? I really believe there are many of these types that are smiling to our faces while stabbing us in the back. Is this a typical commie strategy? It's either controlled opposition. Yes, but not in a commie way. Let me explain. We talked about this before, so I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on it on the show, but Kevin McCarthy is in leadership. There are different levels of power in Congress. To be Speaker of the House is a major deal, and let me explain the difference between it. There are three different buildings where regular congressmen have their office in D.C. And if you're a regular congressman, you would have, I've been in a few, there are some, they're different, they're all different, but I would say a three-room office in general, three or four-room office. It's just a little office place, got your reception area, the room for the congressman and whatnot. And they're not that nice. They're really not. Now, they're not junk, but they're really not that nice. You're not going to walk in and go, wow, this is gorgeous. And these congressmen, the regular House members, I know how much we hate them. You hate them and I hate them. But they actually don't live that great. Most of them have roommates, multiple roommates, like it's in college. They will rent a house, four or five of them, because D.C. is so expensive they can't afford to buy a home there. So they'll rent homes. They rent cars. They walk to and from wherever. I'm not telling you to cry for them. I'm just doing something. Stay with me here. Then there's how the other half lives. And I remember this like it was yesterday because it was actually the Senate. And this is when John Kyle, he was a senator from Arizona. I believe he was the minority whip. Okay, it doesn't matter what that is. He was one of the leaders in the Senate. So we were leaving all these different office buildings and we see multiple SUVs pull up. And then Secret Service guys start getting out, or security guys get out, and out comes John Kyle with all his security, walking into his plush 4,000 square foot office, leadership office, or whatever it was. If you're in leadership, like Kevin McCarthy, whether it be Republican leadership or Democrat leadership, you have an extremely elevated position, and it's obvious to anyone. Armed security, fancy offices, the works. You get the works. Therefore, people want that job. And whenever you have a job like that people want, they will do dirty things to get it. Once you're in Republican leadership, what you are is a fundraiser. There has never been, well, I'm sure there probably has, and someone will call me out for it, but there has rarely been anyone in leadership, Democrat or Republican, who didn't raise a bunch of money. That's why these guys are in leadership. They're there because they raise a bunch of money, hand all that money out so other people can run for office. That buys the votes they need to get elected Speaker of the House. Does that make Kevin McCarthy the controlled opposition? Yeah, actually, it kind of does. Why? Because he's just trying to maintain the status quo, because the status quo, while it ain't working out for you at the grocery store, is working out just fine for him. That's why when we talk about things like a government shutdown, McCarthy's all over the news every day talking about, I want to govern. I love to govern. Let's govern. We got to stay open and govern some more. And you're sitting there saying, no, shut it down, slash and burn it. This is crazy. But for him, he doesn't want any massive change, any massive revolution on the right. He wants things to stay exactly the way they are. He's in leadership. He spent years buying his way into that position. He doesn't want anyone rocking the boat. That makes him the controlled opposition. That means he's going to pat you on the head as often as he can. But in the end, real change is nothing he's going to allow through. Really, most people in Republican leadership, that's what you're going to run into. That's why I'm not sitting around stressing and hand-wringing every day about who the next Speaker of the House is going to be. I naturally assume they're going to suck, and I'm probably correct. Dear Jesse Leathers, I finally took your advice. Don't shake your head, Chris. That was a good name. I finally took your advice that I'm getting out of my blue area. I just hope I'm getting far enough away. I had to compromise with my dime on Virginia. Any further south and she would melt. Do you think Virginia can be saved? Glenn Youngkin seems great. I hope a red governor isn't a one-time thing. So, of course, Virginia can be saved. I am not majorly hopeful because of that D.C. sprawl. That's the reason Virginia went from red to purple to blue anyway. all those commie scumbags who live in D.C., can't afford to live there, don't want to get stabbed there, so they move to Virginia, and they've turned Virginia blue. If you get out of Northern Virginia, Virginia is one of the reddest states in the Union. It's blood red over there. And then you get into the northern part. That's where all the commie filth lives. But no, you did just fine for yourself. I lived in Virginia for a year. When I say I lived in D.C., I was living in Virginia. Here's something about Virginia. Virginia has the best four seasons of any state in the United States of America. Did you know that? And I've lived everywhere. They have an incredible winter. It's beautiful. You'll get some snow on the ground, but not too much. They have a beautiful fall. Those trees when the leaves change. Gorgeous spring, all the flowers and things. Nice hot summer. It's hot enough you're going to want it over. Your girlfriend might melt there, but nice four distinct seasons. Jewish producer Chris is shaking his head because he's from Texas. So he's not even aware that there are different seasons. But there are, Chris. I don't know if you've heard. Normal places, they have different weather throughout the year. See, here in Texas, it's 175 from December to December. But in other parts of the country, I know you're going to find this crazy. There's a summer, and it only lasts like a few months. And then there's a fall. I'm not even joking. There's a fall where it cools off. No, I'm serious, Chris. You don't believe me, but I'm serious. It cools off. And then winter. Snow. This white stuff will fall from the sky. It's called snow, and it's really not that bad. I know you're shaking your head, but if you actually just put on a coat, then you'll be fine. And after winter, spring. So there. Everyone in Texas just learned a little something. There are four seasons everywhere. Four seasons. How about that? Dear Shogun, I know your position is to never nut the dessert. However, what's your take on Nutty Buddies? Dude, Nutty Buddies are fantastic, and that does not count as nutting the dessert. Peanut butter does not count as nutting the dessert. Peanut butter is actually the superior dessert ingredient. It's way more important than vanilla or chocolate or anything else. Peanut butter is the ultimate. I'll walk around the house just with a huge spoonful of peanut butter in my hand, just eating it. What, Chris? Why do you shake your head at that? That is good. It's good for you. Protein packed energy. No, it's not natural stuff. Oh, we did have the natural stuff. Oh, I didn't tell you. I told you what happened. Remember? The boys and me, we couldn't take it anymore. We wanted some more Jif peanut butter. So I snuck a jar into the pantry, and me and the boys, we were hiding and we were sneaking it. Turns out the wife found it though, but we had to have a sit down, and we had to tell her, hey, we're gonna make some of these health sacrifices we'll make. I need Jif peanut butter. I can't do this anymore. We all have to make sacrifices, but you don't have to sacrifice your shooting just because you don't have the time or the money to get down to the range. Ah, Jesse, it's too expensive. Can't afford the ammo. Jesse, it's too hot. It's too cold. Mantis X eliminates all of those excuses. They're all gone now. When you get a Mantis X system, you're getting something that will be shipped to your home. It attaches to your weapon in your home, and you get feedback as you practice. They're getting you better as you practice while you do your drills, and they're keeping your scores, so you're watching your scores improve. You're watching yourself get better, faster, deadlier, ready. Ready for whatever comes, and I hope the day never comes, but ready. The professionals use Mantis X. Go use what the Green Berets use. MantisX.com is where you get yours. MantisX.com. Military-grade technology at a price you can afford. Hang on.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We are almost done with the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm heartbroken. You're heartbroken. But we're going to be here on Columbus Day. Everyone else will abandon you. But I will be here, me and Christopher Columbus. He'll be here in spirit. And you know what we're going to do on Monday, Chris? We're going to explore the world of politics. What, Chris? like Columbus explored. Did you not? Whatever. Anyway, Chris, are you going to donate to Preborn this weekend? Maybe save a life? Maybe try to do some good for the first time ever? You know that while you're lounging around doing whatever it is you do, building menorahs or whatever this weekend, Chris, Preborn's going to be out there giving out free ultrasounds to women who are seeking out abortions. Did you know that?
That's the part I love the best. They're not just handing out ultrasounds like for fun. Oh, hey, you want an ultrasound? That'd be fun. They're handing out ultrasounds to women who have already made the choice that they're going to abort their baby. And preborn, all they do is they step in and say, hey, what about a free ultrasound? What if you just, hey, for free, no charge to you. And she lays down and she hears that heartbeat and it's from God. There's a connection there. That baby, it can't be a clump of cells anymore when she's listening to its little heart pitter-patter inside of her. She becomes a mom and they overwhelmingly choose life. That ultrasound, that's how we get to life. Your $28 buys it. Preborn.com/Jesse is how you give. Preborn.com/Jesse, sponsored by Preborn. I am never going to stop enjoying these audio bits of the residents of the sanctuary cities chewing out their politicians.
I wanted to know if there is a capacity limit, and what is that limit, if there is one, and why can't we close the borders of Chicago or the state of Illinois in the first place?
I don't know if there's a limit.
Can we say, no, we won't take anymore?
It has to come from the federal government.
Kathy Hochul.
Want them to have a limit on who can come across the border. It is too open right now. People coming from all over the world are finding their way through, simply saying they need asylum. And the majority of them seem to be ending up in the streets of New York. And that is a real problem for New York City. 125,000 newly arrived individuals. And we are being taxed. Now, we are always so proud of the fact that New York has the Statue of Liberty in our harbor. We are one of the most diverse places on earth because of our welcoming nature, and it's in our DNA to welcome immigrants. But there has to be some limits in place, and Congress has to put more controls at the border.
I love at the end she had to throw that in. No, I mean, we're always very welcoming. We do have that statue, but someone better turn off the spigot here. All right, enough. Oh, wait.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Dear Minigun Marvel, what's your opinion on the 10mm caliber for concealed carry use? Yes, I love it. Jesse, I flunked out of USMC boot camp, but I tried to make up for that by becoming a volunteer firefighter. That was back in 58-59. My last response to an alarm was 2002. I became a training officer while I'm volunteer, so on and so forth. I'm now 83 years of age, trying to make your cheeseburger. I'm trying to use Swiss cheese, but the burger fell through one of the holes. Any suggestions? If this meets your criteria, you can use my name. The burger fell through the holes in the Swiss cheese. Was that an attempt at a joke? Is that what that was? Was he trying to make a joke? Did I miss the joke? I feel like maybe I missed the joke. Sorry, brother, I missed the joke. I don't know what you're talking about, but don't use Swiss cheese on my burgers. It's American cheese. Dear famous author, what do you think of mangoes? I'm indifferent. I don't care if they're in things. I'm never going to seek one out. Hello, your world famousness. The fart sound is very realistic. Where did you get it? It was Chris, wasn't it? It was not, but you should know that we don't take what we do lightly on this show. So when we decided we needed a fart sound for the soundboard, me, Chris, Michael, we gathered around the computer and we had several options of various lengths and volume. And yeah, some sounded dry, some did not. And we had to try to figure out what's the most professional thing we could do. All right. The most professional thing we could come up with was this. Hey, Jesse, I live in Illinois, but only 20 minutes from St. Louis. I heard Vice President Domes coming to give a speech. Is there any anti-communist activism I can do to go and welcome her? What do you think? No. Stay out of Blue St. Louis. Are you going to go hold up a sign, scream at Dome, get arrested, thrown in jail? What does that accomplish? How do we get anywhere? Protesting these dorks when they show up, especially somebody like Dome, doesn't accomplish anything at all. I like that you want to do it, but... stay out of those blue areas with that stuff. There's all kinds of stuff you can do in an area that's not going to get you killed. Dr. Meat, I was listening to the podcast this weekend. I heard you talking about the draft. If it does end up coming down to it, how would it look? Would people still get to take the ASVABs? Would they get to pick their branch and job? or where the government basically tell you you're going here, like it or not, or go to jail. Oh, they're just going to tell. They're not going to ask. They're going to tell. Because when the draft finally comes around, it will be because the dumbest, most evil people on the planet started World War III, and because they've also turned our military into some kind of commie filth joke, good people are getting out, and good people don't want to join, so they're not going to have the troops to fight it. So what are they going to do? They're going to draft you, and draft me, and draft our kids. Dear Doc Jesse, do you still like your Hellcat? I love my Hellcat. What's your favorite subcompact? I don't carry a subcompact because I'm not a woman. No, I'm kidding. I'm 6'8", so I don't carry subcompacts because I'm so big that I can conceal carry a larger weapon. There are a lot of great subcompacts out there, MP Shield, all kinds of things. I don't like having 7 shots in a weapon. For me, that's not enough. That's not enough rounds. I need more. I need more. So I wanted something with more. Hey, have you read Atlas Shrugged? I feel like you reference it a lot, but never mentioned it. I read Atlas Shrugged years ago. A fascinating book, way too long and wordy and detailed for me. That book was about 50% too long. No idea what all the appeal is. Jay Steele, if you were stranded on a desert island and had to pick a dime from the 30s, 40s, or 50s, who would it be? I'd have to go with one of the ladies from the Three Stooges. A dime from the 30s or 40s or 50s. Chris, when was Mae West around? You don't know who Mae West, M-A-E. You don't know who Mae West is? Mae West that Sophia Loren chick was hot until she was like 900 years old. She might even still be alive. Yeah, it's something along those lines. I think that's the appropriate era. Now, you need to take that phone of yours and throw it into the ocean. I'm just kidding. Don't throw it into the ocean, but set it down for a weekend. Get away from all the news and the gunk and the speakership and the debt crisis stuff in the primary and go embrace and enjoy family and friends and stuff like that. Life goes on, even with all this other crap, right? Keep your chin up. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you on Monday. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.